I took a walk past the Marine recruiting station in Berkeley to get a visual of the brouhaha. A sign on the storefront urged passersby to stop the war. On the street, a vehicle displayed a much larger banner enjoining us to shut down war, period. Clearly, stopping the war in Iraq and shutting down war altogether are not the same thing. One is a position on a particular problem. The other is a lament about a fact of life masquerading as an ideology. This confusion between issues and ideologies is not Code Pink's alone. In my work as a mediator, I often encounter parties with fixed, almost ideological views of the other person or their organization. If they refuse to relax these positions, intelligent discussion, much less resolution, of a particular issue is almost impossible. It's like the Tolstoy story, The Duelists, in which every time two soldiers meet over the course of 20 years, they fight a duel but can't remember why. The confusing of specific political aims with overreaching ideologies is one reason why candidates for public office have to give speeches about both. Ideologies create choirs to preach to. Issues demand thought. Ideologies are intractable. Issues can be negotiated. Given the fact that roughly half the voters are ideologically inclined toward one party or the other by nature, family, or group affiliation, it would appear that to win, a candidate has to get some of those to whom issues matter to cross the line. But these issue voters may then find themselves in bed with people who assume their agreement extends to an entire ideology. The candidates in this election talk about change as if change were an ideology. Change is a fact of life, just as war and the need to feel safe. What does it mean to be for or against any of them? The devil is always in the details. It is a daunting task to step away from our comfortable, preferred, ideological way of looking at the world to confront issues that require immediate and nonpartisan attention, but that is exactly the burden our system of government lays both on voters and on those who would lead. We might actually thank the pink people of Berkeley for reminding us of that. With a perspective, I'm Richard Friedlander.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.